For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear a radio interview with a young sports star called Michael.
Hi, Michael. How long have you been a professional cyclist?
Well, I started riding a bike when I was very young. I tried to ride my big brother's bike when I was about 4 years old, but of course I couldn't. So I used to push it and pretend I was riding it. Then my parents bought me my first little bike when I was 5, and I would ride it all the time. It had extra little wheels on the sides called stabilizers, which stopped me falling off.
You became a top cyclist when you were still very young. It seems as though your success has been easy. Is that true?
Not exactly. Cycling is what I always wanted to do, so giving up has never been something I have thought about doing, but it has been difficult at times. It hasn't only been difficult for me. My parents have spent so much time and money supporting me. I certainly could not have done so well on my own.
Can you tell us about the part of your career that has not been easy? Is it all the hours of training that you have to do?
Actually, no. I love training and going to the gym. I'm an early bird, so I get up very early in the morning, and that is when I feel ready and happy to train. I don't like training in the evening, though, as I go to bed quite early. The problem is that my friends go out late at night, so I can't go out with them very often. I often wish I could, but that's just the way it is.
So, I guess you go to the gym every day, don't you? And fast food must be completely off the menu.
Actually, I never train at all on Sundays. Sunday is my day for relaxing, so I spend time with my family and friends. I do have a burger or a pizza sometimes. You can't eat healthy food every day of your life, but yes, you're right. I do have to eat well, generally, in order to be fit enough to win races. You can't expect to be a professional athlete and eat whatever you want.
You said you relax on Sundays. What do you like to do?
I'm not much of a reader, but I love to watch TV or a movie on Netflix. Most of my friends play basketball or football on a Sunday, but doing more exercise is the last thing I want to do.
Finally, Michael, what do you think you will be doing in 10 years' time?
I probably won't be competing in international competitions, but I am very interested in being a coach for young cyclists and sharing all my experiences with them.
Now listen again.
Hi, Michael. How long have you been a professional cyclist?
Well, I started riding a bike when I was very young. I tried to ride my big brother's bike when I was about 4 years old, but of course I couldn't. So I used to push it and pretend I was riding it. Then my parents bought me my first little bike when I was 5, and I would ride it all the time. It had extra little wheels on the sides called stabilizers, which stopped me falling off.
You became a top cyclist when you were still very young. It seems as though your success has been easy. Is that true?
Not exactly. Cycling is what I always wanted to do, so giving up has never been something I have thought about doing, but it has been difficult at times. It hasn't only been difficult for me. My parents have spent so much time and money supporting me. I certainly could not have done so well on my own.
Can you tell us about the part of your career that has not been easy? Is it all the hours of training that you have to do?
Actually, no. I love training and going to the gym. I'm an early bird, so I get up very early in the morning, and that is when I feel ready and happy to train. I don't like training in the evening, though, as I go to bed quite early. The problem is that my friends go out late at night, so I can't go out with them very often. I often wish I could, but that's just the way it is.
So, I guess you go to the gym every day, don't you? And fast food must be completely off the menu.
Actually, I never train at all on Sundays. Sunday is my day for relaxing, so I spend time with my family and friends. I do have a burger or a pizza sometimes. You can't eat healthy food every day of your life, but yes, you're right. I do have to eat well, generally, in order to be fit enough to win races. You can't expect to be a professional athlete and eat whatever you want.
You said you relax on Sundays. What do you like to do?
I'm not much of a reader, but I love to watch TV or a movie on Netflix. Most of my friends play basketball or football on a Sunday, but doing more exercise is the last thing I want to do.
Finally, Michael, what do you think you will be doing in 10 years' time?
I probably won't be competing in international competitions, but I am very interested in being a coach for young cyclists and sharing all my experiences with them.
That is the end of part 4.